From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Thousands of refugees have been crossing the border from Hungary into Austria after the Hungarian government started relaxing restrictions. VOA Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reports from Vienna.
A train loaded with refugees is met with applause as it arrives at the Austrian capital's Westbahnhof station. The welcome meant comfort for Abdul Malik Al-Khaled, a medical student who escaped Syria and was stranded for days in Hungary, where he felt unwelcome.
If I don't want to complete my study, I want to stay here. But Germany may be better than here to complete your study.
Across Europe, there are concerns about an influx that some say could change the face of the continent forever. For this volunteer offering candy, there are bigger concerns at the moment.
I really don't know what the bigger picture is, but right now, it's take care of the people, give them food, give them drink, give them shelter, and let them pass through.
Austrian authorities are making sure the passage is swift and efficient, transferring the refugees directly onto trains to Germany.
That report by Luis Ramirez. France will begin surveillance flights over Syria ahead of possibly joining the U.S.-led coalition of countries conducting airstrikes against Islamic State militants there, according to French President François Hollande. French warplanes have been taking part in airstrikes targeting the militants in Iraq, but would be the first Western country other than the U.S. to participate in bombing targets in Syria. Mr. Hollande also made it clear that he's not considering sending French ground troops into Syria, where government troops, rebel fighters, al-Qaeda-linked forces, and IS militants are battling. This is VOA News. Representatives from North and South Korea began talks Monday aimed at resuming the reunion of families separated more than 60 years by the Korean War. Red Cross officials from both Seoul and Pyongyang sat down for discussions at the Truce Village in Panmunjom to discuss where and when to hold the latest round of reunions, which last occurred in February 2014. There is speculation the reunions will take place in October at the scenic North Korean resort of Mount Kumgang, the site of the 2014 event. Millions of Koreans were separated by the 1950-53 war that split the peninsula between the Communist North and the Democratic South and went decades without contacting each other until after the historic inter-Korean summit in 2000. The reunions were initially held on an annual basis, but were scaled back due to strained cross-border relations. Many of the participants are in their 70s and 80s, and the reunions are the only chance to see their long-lost loved ones, as both governments ban the exchange of letters, phone calls, and emails across the border. Pakistan's military says that its locally developed drone has carried out its first missile strike, killing at least three high-profile militants near the Afghan border. Military spokesman Major General Asim Bajwa, in a brief statement, said the unmanned aircraft named Barak attacked what he called a terrorist compound Monday in the volatile Shawal Valley of North Waziristan, a remote tribal district. No other details have been made available about those killed or whether any civilians were among the victims. The area is not accessible for reporters and aid workers. Guatemalans voted in general elections Sunday in the wake of a corruption scandal that triggered the resignation of President Otto Perez Molina late last week. With more than 30% of all ballots counted so far, television comic actor Jimmy Morales is leading with nearly 26% of the vote. Conservative businessman Manuel Baldazón, who until recently was a leading candidate in the race, is in second place with 19%, with Sandra Torres, the ex-wife of former President Alvaro Colón, in third place with 18%. The U.S. dentist who killed one of Zimbabwe's most beloved lions in July, causing an international uproar, has emerged from weeks of silence and is given an interview. Walter Palmer said in an interview conducted jointly Sunday by the Minneapolis Star Tribune and the Associated Press that if he had known this lion had a name and was important to the country or a study, obviously he wouldn't have taken it. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.